John from Albuquerque. Good morning, John.
A couple of points I'd like to make. I think we are where we are at. If you just go back to the aspects of redistricting, people are more extreme gets more extreme. The backroom deals, we're going to give you this district for that district, and you get people who are unwilling to compromise because there is no thoughtful discussion at the point at which people are elected. I'd like to hear what your guests have to say about that. But also at the same time, I think that everybody has this fool's gold mentality that no matter how you cut and slice and dice America, people have this self-prescribed self-entitlement. And I don't really believe we have a government shutdown right now, because if we did, everybody would have equal shared sacrifice of truly not working today. And until that happens, I don't see that much of this stuff gets taken care of. And until redistricting gets taken care of, how is this ever going to get corrected? If you guys could comment on that, I'd like to hear what you might have to say.
Rob, you want to go first?
I think John makes a good point about the redistricting and how you see more of that, especially in the House. However, as a counter to that, I mean, who's been the big lightning rod from both sides in, throughout this, a lot of this debate? And that's Ted Cruz, and he's a senator. So he didn't come from a gerrymandered district in Texas. He was elected by the entire state of Texas and won rather handily. So I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier about the philosophical difference. I mean, there's a lot of people in red states that don't like big government, and people in blue states do.
Yeah, I think the caller makes a really good point about redistricting, and as Rob pointed out, especially in the House, you know, and a lot of these districts now, the way they're comprised, you know, the only election that the Republicans have to worry about is their primary election, and it's getting, quote-unquote, primaried by a more conservative candidate than them. So, you know, in a way, the only danger they're facing is from the right. I think a very small amount, maybe 25 or 30 of the House's 233 Republicans are at risk of losing their seats to a Democrat next year. So, you know, I think that redistricting point is a good one with respect to this debate and kind of where the Republicans are. But, you know, Rob also makes a good point about Ted Cruz that, you know, he's a statewide senator from Texas, and he's in a lot of ways kind of driving the show here.